Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, your call is worth more to us than, well, Hanukkah Geld.
Already.
Already here at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Hey, if you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, apply to come be our guest. Just go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then click on the tab that says Be a Guest, and fill out the application. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. So we're redoing the website, Griff.
Oh, that's interesting news.
It's going to be, you know, more than one phase. But the first phase is going to take over, like, maybe this weekend.
Oh.
We're switching from Drupal to WordPress.
Oh.
So apparently that's a big deal.
I guess, yeah.
And so, and then we're going to go on to rebuild it to look pretty after that. So please know that we're going to be working on the website this weekend. And I hope we finish it. If we don't, we'll let you know. But
yes,
that is coming up.
Yes, yes, yes.
So our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Hey, suggestion.
Yes.
Release the duck.
Oh, yes.
Giving away these bags is turning out to be...
Yes, I know. People are having a hard time finding it.
And I only have a few left. We're gonna move to a different bag in January.
Okay.
And so these bags now, there's only a few left. What was that?
I have no idea.
The duck sounded like an electronic harp.
Yes.
There she is. Hi, duck. Not much. How about you?
Do you like
really?
To eat duck?
Do I eat duck?
Mm-hmm. I love duck, but it's so fattening. It's like the most fattening thing there is.
Some of the most memorable meals I've ever eaten have been, duck has been the cornerstone.
Really?
Yeah, I'll make this quick.
Okay.
When I was a young man living in Boston, I worked for a summer at a restaurant called Doden Buffon, which was owned by a young couple who had gone to cooking school and who were excellent chefs in the French style. And they made a duck terrine once that made me cry. It
Ooh.
Was so good.
Well, I love, you know...
I was a dishwasher.
Peking duck.
Peking duck is good.
I love Peking duck.
With the crispy ducks.
Mm. Yum, 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 yum.
Little duckies, we love you, but you must die for our delectation.
So the only time I was in China was the day the troops shot the students in Tiananmen Square. I think I've told you the story.
Did you have anything to do with that?
I had nothing to do with it, but no. We had to get on a literally fast train out of China.
Yeah,
okay. Our group leader said, okay, from the Chinese, give you a tour guide.
And you had
that works for the government. But that particular day, before we knew what had happened and before they made us leave the country, they took us on a tour. And one part of the tour was to eat at a Chinese restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And they actually had the Peking duck and the Lazy Susan in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody sat around a big round table, and
yep.
The duck and everything that goes with it went by. We loved it. It was very good.
Yeah, eating in China when we were in Sichuan. No, that was a week of heaven. I didn't want to leave that city.
Yeah, the food's good.
Chailung City in Chengdu province. Sichuan province.
Some of the people who are with me have no adventure in their soul at all, because as soon as they saw snakes hanging up to be cooked,
snakes.
They got turned off to everything. You know,
yeah, I'll
ridiculous.
Eat anything. I'll try anything, and I usually end up liking it. So
I have had rattlesnake chili. And it does.
Yeah.
It does taste like chicken. I'm sorry. It does. Okay, so we have a contact us email. You know, if you can't call us for whatever reason at 888-RADIO-30, you can send in email to us, not to win the contest, but just with your questions or comments. And we've got one here from Don in Los Angeles, California. Known on eBay as Treasure Finder Online CA, treasure-finder-online-CA. Hi, Griffin Lee. I have a feature request that I think would be great. When running a sale via Markdown Manager, how about giving us an option to remove best offer? I think lots of folks would appreciate that. Can you please forward to the appropriate team? Thanks, Don. P.S. Any update on the initiative toward having eBay fees taken out at time of sale?
Yeah, so first question, happy to forward it to the team for consideration.
Because it might be a good idea to remove that best offer.
Second question, there are no plans for changing the current billing system that I'm aware, so not on the roadmap at this time.
Okay. But they know about that issue, eBay fees being taken out.
Yes, I've mentioned it enough times.
Oh, I got it.
If I've told you once, people, I've told you 100 times, we got to change this.
So, Don, thank you so much for sending us that contact us email.
It's complicated.
We do appreciate it.
If eBay was just a U.S. site, it might be a little easier, but it's really a difficult project. And had we done it earlier when we started eBay back in the old days, it would have been easier.
Well, okay.
But there it is.
I get that. At least you've given it a try, you know.
Yeah, no, there was a project that was a test project that was showed, we discovered how difficult it will be to do this. If we could shut the site down for 6 months, no problem.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
Yeah, could do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, even with our little site, you know, the archive site, takes a lot
right.
to change anything. Well, we can make little changes in 2 minutes, but to really do the big stuff takes a lot.
Right. But remember also that with eBay, it's a working site with, you know, millions of transactions each day. So making a change, if it could break that part of the business, would be devastating both to sellers and to eBay. So these things... I get emails occasionally from people who said, well, this shouldn't be so difficult. I'm a programmer. When anyone ever says that, I'm a little bit suspicious. And I know this could just, you just have to tell your programmers to add a line of code.
And yeah, that's easily done when you have a small website.
Right.
But not something like eBay. I get it.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. If it did, then it would.
Hey, you know, Griff, I'm in the Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA. They're my unions.
SAG and AFTRA.
SAG and AFTRA. Now through December 13th, the Screen Actors Guild is once again offering VIP experiences, unique gifts, and autographed memorabilia. You can bid on red carpet bleacher seats, signed cast posters, movie scripts and DVDs, vacation packages, tickets to live tapings of Conan and the Fashion Police, and much more. 100% of the proceeds will benefit the SAG-AFTRA Foundation through eBay for Charity. To see all of the items on the offer, do an advanced search for eBay store SAG-Awards. And it should come up. Beth in Levittown, Pennsylvania. We know Beth Wodeland. Hey, Beth, what's your question or comment?
Well, I have two things. I called to ask a question and make a demand or whatever, but I also have the duck word.
Yay!
Yay.
What is that?
I think.
Go ahead.
It's Tilly Valley.
T-I-L-L-Y. That's exactly it.
Yay!
So, Bev, you get a bag. Beth, sorry. Beth, you get a bag if you email me with your shipping address, even though I have it, by the way, just so I know I have it on record that you sent me the email.
That's fine. I can do that. Now, my comment.
What does it mean?
Oh, it means, wait a minute, it's an obsolete word, they say, ancient and obsolete, but it means an expression of contempt, anything that was rejected as trifling or insulting.
Nonsense.
Exactly.
That's what it means, is nonsense. Oh, what you said was just so much Tilly Valley.
Tilly Valley. I was born in Tilly Valley, and I take great umbrage.
Oh, they make great wines there.
My mother was a member of the Tilly Valley PTA.
Okay, guys, seriously now, I have a question or a complaint or whatever you want to call it.
Griff, let's get serious. She has a complaint.
I'll try
my best. We have
to
get serious. All right,
my husband bought a book.
Finally.
He went to pay for the book.
Yeah.
The seller has not specified shipping to our location. Well, that's weird, because the seller's in Chicago. When we're here, it's not that hard.
Can I ask a question about this transaction?
Correct.
Did they try to make this on the mobile app?
I don't have any idea. I can't get in touch with them. We've sent two emails, and I called the helpline today, and they said there's a new policy that unless you've paid for an item, you cannot get the other party's contact information.
Oh, contact information. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because we've sent these messages, and we're not getting an answer. So no. I was going to call and say, hey, you know, wake up.
No, Beth, my question was your husband buying this on the mobile app or on a desktop app?
Oh, no, he's on the desktop. We don't need mobile. We can't see anything on the mobile.
All right, well, so I don't know what to tell you. It's bizarre, but if you can email me with the details, I have someone look at it.
I will do that, but that's not a new policy that you can't get in touch with people that you're in a transaction with unless you've actually paid?
You can't request another member's contact information, I believe, unless you're in a transaction with them.
But wouldn't a completed auction, whether you paid for
it
or not?
It would. So I don't, if this is some sort of change, then I'm totally unaware.
They didn't tell you either, huh?
They didn't tell
me.
Then
I don't feel so bad being left out on the memo.
Oh, I'm often
left out. I'll send you an email with my mailing address and give you all the gory details.
Okay, that would be very helpful. Thank you very much, Beth. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation. We'll be back in a moment with today's final segment of eBay Radio.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports, too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at CampaignGo.com. That's CampaignGo.com.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 347.
You have a full-time job and you sell part-time on eBay. Bobby Miller is known on eBay as top-rated seller Seacoast Bargain. She's an eBay education specialist and certified business consultant. Here's her tip for success.
I have a routine, and I don't vary from it. I don't sit here at the desk. I have 4 thrift shops and 1 discount store that I rotate. So I go out during my lunch, and I thrift, and I find inventory, and I bring it back. To me, eBay is a business. The reason I get the routine, when I come in the house, I'm actually going to a part-time job. So that's my mindset.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This final segment of today's show is brought to you by BULQ, Bulk, the new way to source wholesale liquidation goods. BULQ, Bulk. Do you have any events on the calendar today?
I do. Let's take a look at them. So today is the 8th. So the 9th, which is tomorrow, Wednesday night, the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group, they're going to have that Yankees swap party till you drop. And that's going to be from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Roundabout Diner Lounge, 580 U.S. Highway 1 bypass, the Portsmouth Traffic Circle, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's their annual Christmas party. They call it Yankee Swap Party Till We Drop. Also tomorrow night, Chicagoland area, eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup, holiday meet and greet, toy drive, and a new video app for eBay listings. And that's taking place, that's Rich and Nyla Siak. It's taking place at Jimmy's Char House, 1180 West Devon Avenue, at Roll Wing Road, Elk Grove Village, Illinois. And the topic is a holiday meet and greet, a toy drive, and that live demo via Skype of a new video app for eBay listings. So that's going on in Chicagoland area, eBay and e-commerce sellers group. Then, let's see what we have on the 14th, which is next Monday, is the Westchester eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. They're going to talk about setting goals for 2016. It's from 1 to 2:30 p.m. on Monday the 14th at DeCiccio Family Market, 17 Maple Avenue in Armonk, New York. Let me see if we have a first person for next year yet. Hold on, I'm going to go to January. That'd be kind of cool. See if anybody's got any plans. Oh, yes, Steel City, on the 15th of January, Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. Let's start the new year right. And it's from 6:30 to 9:30 at Eaton Park Restaurant, 245 East Waterfront Drive in Homestead, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. We'll be filling that up soon. As soon as people get their plans made for the holiday season. And we're just happy to help any eBay selling group, by the way, throughout the year. So all you have to do is go to our archive site. And what you do is you go to ebayradio.com. You click on the big archive button. That takes you to our archive site. And then if you hover over seller resources, a drop-down box happens, and one of them is called seller events, and that's where you can find out the events. But if you want to give us one, over to the right there is a tab called submit a seller event. You click on that and submit your seller event, and we put it in the calendar right away. So lots happening. And then of course we'll be doing this Thursday's show, and then we'll be doing next week, and then we're on vacation.
Okay, that's right, yes.
For the holidays. So
for the holidays.
Exactly. Yeah. Just before my birthday. So we'll celebrate my birthday on the 17th.
Mm.
You and I will.
We will, okay. Mm-hmm. It's a deal.
Okay. You know it'll happen. I'll make you anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
So, Griff, what's in store for you today at eBay? Anything exciting happening there? What happens at eBay in December?
Lots. You would think it would kind of slow down a little bit, and I think for some people it does that week, you know, that holiday week, Christmas, New Year's. But there's a lot of stuff. A lot of people still have to work because there's things happening. Like, it's our internet marketing campaign is big this year, and those people have to work also the people have to keep the site running, and programs don't really stop. So it's still pretty busy. Yeah.
So did the people know? I'm trying to see myself being a pregnant woman working at eBay, and all of a sudden you hear that you're going to be able to take time off to be with your baby. Did people know about this in advance before eBay sent out the press release?
I don't think so, no. I think, maybe some people in HR did, but no, I don't think so.
And I especially, besides the fact that women, mothers need to be home, breastfeeding or not,
yes,
you need to be home with your infant, and you need to recover, and you need to be there at that special bonding time
exactly
with your infant. But I especially loved what eBay is doing with the fact that anyone, man, woman, mother, father, not, it doesn't matter. If you've got to take care of your parents, you can get time off.
Yeah.
From eBay, too. And that's wonderful.
Yes, I think so. I think it is.
So it was probably a big surprise and a big, big holiday present for all of them. I know how they're feeling.
Yeah, in fact, one close colleague is about to have a baby that I know of, so.
Because I can remember getting phone calls from school, getting phone calls from somebody that says, the kids are getting in a fight on the school bus. You know, things that I had to go to my bosses at the radio station and say, I have to leave for a little while. And Yeah, they didn't like it at all back then. In fact, no. You learned to keep your mouth shut and get your babysitter to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good today about what eBay did.
Well, I am too. Absolutely.
Well, good, because you never know who you're going to have to take care of, Griff.
And I don't know what, I could have a baby someday.
Yes, sir. Lee Mirabal is sick, and I have to go take care of her for a few weeks.
Wait a minute. I don't think the law goes that far.
Oh, okay.
The law, the rule, the new guy, the new feet. What do you call it?
Really?
Yeah. It's not a rule, like a guideline law. It's a policy. That's what it is. It's a policy.
Exactly.
Yeah, got it. Well, Lee, I'll see you on Thursday.
You will, honey.
And we will be live on this Thursday, December 10th, with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment was brought to you by BULQ, Bulk. We'll see you then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options, but only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you've come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.